The Gospel lesson from Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man, dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised, and he is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord. It is a joyous day at Broadway. And before the sermon begins, let us take just a moment to soak in all of the stillness and beauty of this sanctuary. Gaze upon these stained glass images. And take just a second to consider the fact that for 2,000 years, in good times and in bad, for richer or for poor, in sickness and in health, in freedom and under tyranny, the Church of Jesus Christ has proclaimed and always will proclaim on the great day of resurrection, "He lives." A week or so ago, I saw a pastor colleague at one of the local funeral homes. "Are you ready for your Easter sermon?" he asked. "Not quite," I said sheepishly. "Well, you better get ready," he said. "It's one more chance to find a new way to tell the old, old story." It was not an old, old story when the women came to the tomb that first Easter Sunday morning. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome were not expecting a miracle. They bought spices in the market the evening before, and they brought them to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body that morning. There was no great story as of yet, no real notion of resurrection. Just three women with incense wondering how they were going to roll back the stone that covered the opening to their friend's tomb. And that was when they discovered the impossible. The door to the tomb was open, and the stone that covered its entry had already been rolled away. There is a wonderful quote attributed to Saint Francis of Assisi, which I first discovered just this year. As soon as I read it, I knew it would serve as the inspiration for my Easter Sunday sermon. "Start by doing what's necessary," St. Francis said. "Then do what's possible. And suddenly, you are doing the impossible." The women started by doing what was necessary. They bought the spices and came to tend to their beloved's body. They considered what was possible, who they could get to roll the stone away for them. Then suddenly they were doing the impossible. They were standing inside the tomb, talking with the angel who was telling them about resurrection. The necessary, the possible, and the impossible. Such is always the case with death and with resurrection. Many of you know that last year my dad died right about this time of spring. And I witnessed up close with my own family what I've seen with so many of yours over all of these years. First, you do the necessary things. You call the funeral home. You plan the service. You tend to the body. Then you do whatever else is possible. And these are often the harder things. There's all the sport coats in the closet, the ties on the rack, the boots and hats, and all the tools out in the garage. It can take a long time, especially if there's a lot of stuff in the attic. Some of us are like that father in the old comic strip who is standing with his son outside a garage full of boxes and coolers and tables and old TV sets and refrigerators all stacked one on top of the other, wall to wall and floor to ceiling. "One day, son," the father says, "this will all be yours." It's work. Not only physical, but also emotional work. And there's a memory in almost everything. In almost every object, there's a letting go and a saying goodbye. It's the work of grief. And at first, you don't know how you will get through. You don't know how you will go on. But you begin by doing what is necessary, and then you do whatever else is possible. And one day you find yourself doing what you thought would never be possible. You go on living. The stone is rolled back, and you discovered that there really is life after death, after all. O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? The good news of Easter is that life keeps rising up against death, and that the possible keeps knocking defiantly on the door of impossibility. The Bible says that Pontius Pilate ordered his guards to go and seal Jesus' tomb as tight as they could. And he stationed a guard in the garden just in case. The message was clear. There was no way in the world anyone was getting in. But the women were not to be so easily turned back. They wanted to honor the body of their beloved Jesus, so there they were on the outside doing what was necessary, organizing what was possible, soon to discover that God was on the inside doing the impossible. When I think of these women who came to the tomb, I think of the Broadway members, mostly women, who've been organizing to improve the conditions in our Tarrant County jail. Since 2017, there have been 60-some-odd deaths there, significantly more than both the national and state averages. Some of the circumstances of these deaths have been absolutely egregious. The Tarrant County Jail has become a sealed tomb. But then these women started organizing and asking the uncomfortable questions in public meetings and shining their little lights into dark corners. And the next thing you know, a whole lot of people are being released who never should have been behind bars in the first place. Jesus said he came to set the prisoners free. We pull from the outside and we discover, lo and behold, that God is pushing from the inside. This week, I'm also thinking of another friend here at Broadway. He's a petroleum engineer and by training and an environmentalist by conviction. I know some of you may wonder how one can be both a petroleum engineer and also an environmentalist. But let me remind you that Broadway belongs to a denomination that calls itself the Cooperative Baptists. So oxymorons do exist. My friend's fighting the good fight to get the oil industry to start cleaning up after itself and stop leaving huge environmental disasters behind by not capping their wells when they're done with their use. Who will roll back the stone is the right question. Now, taking on big oil may seem like an impossible task. Some would say he might as well be an attorney for snowballs in hell. But he knows that what he's advocating for is necessary, and he's doing what he can, writing and organizing and lobbying for what is possible, and he's praying. And I'm praying with him for God to help him do the impossible. And Jesus said, nothing with God is impossible. Easter is about resurrection. It's about eternal life. But it's not just about eternal life in heaven. It's also about the power of eternal, never surrendering life here on earth. It's about miracle and possibility and the impossibility here in this garden. It's about going on with life. It's about overcoming death. It's about overcoming our own failures and the failures of others. It's about standing up against the powers and the principalities of this world. It's about showing up at the tomb, even though it's been shut and sealed. And you have no idea how in the world the stone will ever be rolled away. Yet you do show up with spices because something inside you just can't be kept from coming and trying. And I remember what the runaway slave Eliza in Uncle Tom's Cabin said just after she makes it across the Ohio River. I didn't think I should ever get over, but I didn't care. I could but die if I didn't. And the Lord helped me. Nobody knows how much the Lord can help until they try. Beloved, this sermon this morning is about trying. It's about letting the Lord help us. It's about not giving up hope or giving into despair or seeing that sealed tomb as the end of everything. For the Lord is with us. And the Lord is for us. And there is more life and love in the Lord than there is death and sin in ourselves or in this whole entombed world. He lives. And because He lives, we can go on living also. Start by doing what's necessary. Then do what's possible. And suddenly, you are doing the impossible. And with God, nothing is impossible. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Mother of us all, and together all of God's people say,